Hi, everybody. Welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter.
Today we're on page 260 with you, Unit 31, The Fine Art of Giving.
也就是施舍的这个艺术啊 ,the fine art, 也就是本来是 fine art, 就是在我们在学校里面所学的叫美术。可是在这边呢就是一门功夫一门艺术的施舍的艺术。
Let's find out how to give to others in today's article. We'll read through the first paragraph, which is a situation which will help us to understand how not to give.Ralph is all excited when his poor wife Lisa comes home after a hard day's work in the office. He enters the living room beaming. "Happy birthday, darling," he exclaims while thrusting the neatly packed gift at her. Momentarily delighted as she quickly unwraps the package, Lisa murmurs, "Oh, Ralph, I thought you'd forget my birthday again this year." "Gee, thanks, sweet." Her voice trails off as she lifts the cover of the box to disclose its contents. Steak knives. Ralph, still beaming, then pulls the trigger of the rifle aimed at his own foot. "I bought some steaks so you can use your new birthday gift to get us dinner ready."
What a husband.
Actually, Ralph here should be Peter, but these are real people that we know and love. Well,Ralph is the kind of person who will buy something really for himself, but he thinks that he's buying it for somebody else. And the situation is Lisa, of course, is not too pleased to get some kitchen utensils as her personal birthday gift, because as he finishes the paragraph, she will simply have to do more work. Is this a real gift?Is this the art of giving? Well, stay tuned and we'll let you know.
不错。刚才讲的 kitchen utensils, 就是厨房的一些小用具啊，像锅子啦、铲子啦、等等这些东西呢，都叫做 utensils。Utensils, 它是这样拼的。
U-T-E-N-S-I-L. U-T-E-N-S-I-L. Utensil.
不过我刚刚讲，既然讲锅子啊、铲子，我再少说一下。锅子呢有两种锅子，一种呢叫 pot，P-O-T， 但咱们呢中国人炒菜的锅子叫 wok， 那个是 W-O-K， 那个 wok 是从广东话过来 wok 啊的。那个所谓这铲子呢，用 S 开头的。叫什么 spatula?
Oh, there you go. I forgot. Yeah. Spatula. I know how to spell it anyway. S-P-A-T-U-L-A. S-P-A-T-U-L-A. That's one of the words used. Spatula. That's the word I use. Well, let's continue and find out what happens to Ralph and Lisa. Most women, of course, would use the new knives on Ralph, not the steaks. What did poor Ralph do wrong?He certainly meant well. He noted his wife's birthday carefully, sacrificed time and money to buy a gift on time, and even had the box gift wrapped. Where did he go wrong? Long before Ralph bought the knives, he should have paid more attention to those things Lisa expressed or showed an interest in. While walking or shopping, many people notice things that obviously interest them.This is the time to make a mental note of what those items are for future purchase. While talking, too, many people reveal wish list items they dream of having. Noting these items and turning them into gifts at a later time, whether for Christmas, birthday, anniversary, graduation, or any other important occasion, distinguishes...Just another item on a shelf in a department store or in a catalog from the perfect gift. So let's find out what happens here. Ralph was thinking the right way. That is, he cares for his wife. He loves his wife and wants to give her something. But he didn't pay attention to what she wanted. He thought steak knives was a great idea because that's what he wanted. But if he had listened more carefully during the year, as his wife was watching TV, looking at the newspaper, or just chatting, either with him or her friends, he might have paid attention and noticed that she said something like, "Oh, I wish I could have one of those," or, "Isn't that cute? Wouldn't it be nice to have one of those?" to her friends, or even to herself, or to Ralph. At this time, we should pay attention and make a mental note of, in other words, we should, "Aha, I'm not going to say anything, but I'm going to remember this. When I get home, I'm going to write it down. When I have some free time, I'll go back to that store and buy it and hide it. And then for her birthday or our anniversary or Christmas, I'll have the gift ready." If you do this, you've got the perfect gift.
嗯，不过在这边用的这个字用好几个字 ，note， make a mental note of something， 就是看到什么东西，马上记在脑海里头。谈到这个 note 做记录下来的时候，我们要记住要 take notes。我们说呢 ，you should take notes in class， 上课的时候我们要做笔记，叫 take notes。但如果讲 take note 不加 s， 哦。那是变成另外一个意思，要跟 of 并用，代表注意的意思。Hey, you should take note of his behavior. 你要注意他的行为。那个时候就等于 you should take notice of. Take notice of his behavior. Or take heed of. 这个字都是很棒。Heed, 它是这样拼的。
H-E-E-D. H-E-E-D, to take heed of.
我原来的心意是好心意，我没有害你的意思。I meant well, 这是很棒的用法。I didn't mean to hurt you. I meant well, 我原来的心意是很好的，请不要误会我。Don't misunderstand me. 这是都是很好的用法。我们看下面这一段。
Gifts do not have to be objects. Doing house chores for parents or spouses, which normally are theirs, taking someone out on the town,or wheeling an invalid around the block, or taking the time and effort to create one's own personalized handicraft can bring smiles as wide as those aroused by the giving of expensive presents. Many a child would prefer to have an afternoon at the cinema and an evening in their favorite restaurant with Dad than another of his expensive gifts, some with the price tag still on them. Many parents would rather...happily settle for a full day with their children at home or on a picnic than with a mailed check or happy birthday greeting on their answering machine. Perhaps the expression, time is money, really is true. Time spent with those whom we do not often see is indeed precious. Sacrificing time from one's busy schedule to give to another is often more meaningful than a pricey gift from an upscale department store. This whole paragraph tells us that not all gifts can be bought. Not all gifts are things. Now, you can buy things, you can buy your gifts, or you can make your gifts, but sometimes doing things for other people can be a gift. Helping them out with their work, or in the case of someone who is an invalid,just spending some time with them. Passing the time with an older person is a kind of gift, too. Many kids don't really need another gift, and even if they get an expensive gift, it might make them happy for a day or two, but then they'll forget all about it. Whereas if you take the time to spend time with your kids or with your loved ones, even doing simple things,those memories usually last a much longer time because they're more meaningful. So don't worry when anniversary or birthday or some other holiday comes around. Uh-oh, I don't have a lot of money right now. What kind of gift should I buy? Well, you can rethink gift giving. It doesn't have to be a pricey gift or an expensive gift.From an expensive department store.
What about this? I don't see eye to eye with you. I like to, you know, see things. I want concrete objects, you know, for my birthday instead of abstract things. Okay,
I know. Diamond rings,
yeah.
BMWs, simple things in life.
Simple things. All right, 这是开玩笑。的确，所以给人家礼物并不一定要是东西，对不对？
对啊，
是做一些事情就蛮不错的。假如我们穷的话，像普大哥，他就喜欢到摊子那边呢吃这个。啊，卤大肠啦，那个这个卤猪头肉啦，你都很喜欢吃，对不对哈？
嗯，那其实一份两个人，
哎，一份两个人。但是我那时看到你呢，就是买这个卤大肠的时候啊，这个所谓的 bowels 那个猪的那个大肠，对不对？切一小节，然后呢，你就跟你女朋友说，哎呀，我们有这个 rings 给你，我就这个给你，你把套在手上，还可以这样，你饿的时候你吃一吃。哇、哦、，what a
thoughtful! It's the thought that counts.
哎，这是他说重要的是心意啊，就是我们通常给礼物的给人家的时候 ，it is the thought that counts. C O U N T 再加个 s。记住那个 counts 在里面是做动词用 ，today is important. It is the thought that is important. 重要的是我们的心意啊。
Well, I tried that with my last girlfriend, and it didn't work again.
跟他最后一个女上一次的女友啊，那么这个用这样的猪大肠给他的时候，来，我们吃完猪大肠留一小节，最后呢挂在你的手指上啊，当做戒指好不好？结果没有成功。不过我们都是在开玩笑。
Let's go ahead. Of course, there is nothing wrong with buying gifts.Everyone has needs, including material needs. Close friends or family members often know what their loved ones need even before they do. Few compliments can make us happier than, "You always know what to give me." For those who never seem to know what to prepare for others but who would like to learn, observing the successful giving of gifts to others is as good a place to start as any.In any class, family, or crowd, someone always seems to know the right gift to give at the right time. Making mental notes of these occasions and then writing them down in a special notebook can make the difference between a future present well received and one politely accepted. I think a word here, dalsudiarhang, crowd, here does not mean...A crowd of strangers, a lot of people at the train station, for example. Here, crowd means my crowd, means my group of friends, the people I usually hang out with, or the people I usually do things with.
我那些死党的意思哈。不过在这段里头啊，倒是这么有一个字，第四行啊，他这样说 ，few compliments can make us happier than 点点点。这 compliment 这个字要特别记住啊，我们它可以做名词用，代表恭维，但是也可以做动词，做动词的时候是赞美的意思 ，to compliment someone， 后头那个介词要特别记住，要用 on 的用法啊 ，to compliment someone。On something, 或是 on doing something. 来，我们用这样的用法呢 ,to compliment someone on 点点点来造个例子，我们看怎么使用。
We complimented Peter on his new t-shirt at the wedding.
那么我们呢就在婚礼上呢看到 Peter 穿了一件衣服，哎，这个他是穿的这个 T-shirt 那个是也很随便的一个衣服啊 T-shirt 那么我们公这个是赞美他，哇，不错，居然在婚礼上穿了这么一件，这是开玩笑，这个不可以这样使用啊，婚礼要穿正式的，要用 shirt instead of a T-shirt OK 所以记住要用 on 这个用法，类似这个跟这个 on 用法呢，还有一个是代表恭贺 ，to congratulate someone 也是要用 on 那个用法，就特别记住。那么我们恭喜他，比如说呢，考试考及格了，我就可以这样说法呢。
We congratulated him on passing the test。
所以注意到要用 on 用法。 但是我们说恭喜啦，那么这个 congratulations 如果是叫用名词的时候，别忘了一定要加个
加 s
啊，不能是 congratulations 那么这样用法，对不对？
小气，
对，所以多给人家，不要钱的多给人家，所以 thank you for your， 那么我们假如说呢，这个一些用复数的啊，有很多啦。Thank you for your regards， 谢谢你的问候。那个 regard 要加 s 啊。Thank you for the regards， 或者是 you've given
condolences，
对对，安慰、
so、
啊，这样哈、啊，就是安慰的意思，都要用复数。常常 best wishes 啊，对不对哈、啊？就祝你一切都能够顺利。Wish 这个要加 es， 都要用复数的。Thanks。最重要的
对不对啊？最简单的 thanks。
对。
Okay, let's finish up with our concluding paragraph. Still, only a social incompetent would criticize or refuse a gift from another. Being gracious, even in disappointment, is a sign of good manners. Besides, a gift is an expression of thoughtfulness and a token of love. We should never question the judgment of the donor.Instead, as we say in English, it's the thought that counts. Learning to appreciate whatever little surprises life prepares for us is a sure sign of maturity and poise. When the giving of symbols of our appreciation and love to others becomes an art form to the giver, these profound words can be understood. It is more blessed to give than to receive.So here we find that, again, when giving a gift, it's the thought that counts. It's your intention. If you mean well, the person to whom you give the gift should appreciate it, even if they don't really need or even want your gift. They should be thankful for your idea. Still, it's better to give gifts, whether they are things that are bought or made,or just time spent with other people, knowing that the person who receives them really wants or needs them. So be thoughtful when giving a gift. Don't just run out to a department store and find something that you like. You should know the people to whom you are giving gifts and care about them enough to pay attention to their wants and needs.That's really what this whole article is reminding us.
不错。在最后这一段也有几个很好的一些字，像第一行 incompetent。那么在这个地方呢，就是做一个名词来讲使用，我们有注解，我就不说，倒是它可以当一个形容词用。这个 he is incompetent， 就是他没有能力的。有能力的叫做 he is competent。He's able to handle that problem or to do that work, then we say he's competent. But if he can't do anything well, then we say he's incompetent. 不过我要讲的就是说，他很有能力做那工作，有一个很好的用法。He's cut out for that work.、
Mm.
用 to be cut out for, 这是相当好的用法。He's cut out for that job as a teacher. 这个用法不错。另外特别记住的就是第五行啊。token 那个字啊 ，token 通常我们在玩呢，这个应该是第四行 ，sorry。那么在这里啊，通常我们就玩这个电动游戏的时候，丢那个钱，并不是真正的个 coin， 而是一个用来代替你的这个钱币的，叫做代币啊，我们就叫做 coin， 这个 token。但一个很好的用法叫做。As a token of
our appreciation,
yeah, 也表示象征着我们的那种感谢或感激。那么 ，I'll give you this ring， 普大哥就拿了个猪大肠这样子。I'll give you this meat ring， 这样肉做的这个肠。As a token of my love， 也象征我对你的爱。那个时候 ，as a token of 就等于 as a symbol of， 一模一样的意思。As a symbol of。这是第二个我们要记住的。第三个呢，也就是倒数第三行，倒数第四个字 appreciation。用这个字的时候啊，我们特别要记住叫 an appreciation of， 以感谢的意思。比如说 ，I'll give you a car， Bruce.
Thank you.
Yeah, 我给你一部车子。In appreciation of your help, 感谢你对我的帮助。来this toy car, 这个还不错啊，这个小玩具车。Yes, let's say worth $2, 两块钱美金蛮好的。那在最后一行的时候特别记住 ,It is more blessed, 刚才 Bruce 在念这个字的时候他不念成 blessed, 他念 blessed,因为它当个形容词用的时候代表呢有福气的意思啊，将来会得到好的报应的，我们就用 blessed 这个字。但如果当动词就念成 bless, 过去式是 blessed, 过去分词是 blessed.
Right, the father blessed his son at the wedding.
对，这样这个就是像什么为什么这赐福啊，这样子啊 to bless somebody 的意思。那可是这用法呢也可以用在说老天呢是给我们人类呢有这么一种能力啊，给我们这么一种福气，会说话的这种能力。我们可以讲说God has blessed us human beings with the ability to talk, 用 to bless somebody with something, 都是很重要的用法。
Fine, now let's go back and reread the final time, The Fine Art of Giving.Ralph is all excited. When his poor wife Lisa comes home after a hard day's work in the office, he enters the living room beaming. Happy birthday, darling, he exclaims, while thrusting the neatly packed gift at her. Momentarily delighted as she quickly unwraps the package, Lisa murmurs, Oh, Ralph, I thought you'd forget my birthday again this year. Gee, thanks, sweet...Her voice trails off as she lifts the cover of the box to disclose its contents. Steak knives. Ralph, still beaming, then pulls the trigger of the rifle aimed at his own foot. I bought some steaks so you can use your new birthday gift to get us dinner ready. Most women, of course, would use the new knives on Ralph, not the steaks. What did poor Ralph do wrong? He certainly meant well.He noted his wife's birthday carefully, sacrificed time and money to buy a gift on time, and even had the box gift-wrapped. Where did he go wrong? Long before Ralph bought the knives, he should have paid more attention to those things Lisa expressed or showed an interest in. While walking or shopping, many people notice things that obviously interest them.This is the time to make a mental note of what those items are for future purchase. While talking, too, many people reveal wish list items they dream of having. Noting these items and turning them into gifts at a later time, whether for Christmas, birthday, anniversary, graduation, or any other important occasion, distinguishes just another item on a shelf in a department store,or in a catalog, from the perfect gift. Gifts do not have to be objects. Doing house chores for parents or spouses, which normally are theirs, taking someone out on the town, or wheeling an invalid around the block, or taking the time and effort to create one's own personalized handicraft,can bring smiles as wide as those aroused by the giving of expensive presents. Many a child would prefer to have an afternoon at the cinema and an evening in their favorite restaurant with Dad than another of his expensive gifts, some with the price tag still on them. Many parents would rather happily settle for a full day with their children at home or on a picnic than with a mail check orHappy birthday greeting on their answering machine. Perhaps the expression, time is money, really is true. Time spent with those whom we do not often see is indeed precious. Sacrificing time from one's busy schedule to give to another is often more meaningful than a pricey gift from an upscale department store. Of course, there is nothing wrong with buying gifts.Everyone has needs, including material needs. Close friends or family members often know what their loved ones need, even before they do. Few compliments can make us happier than, You always know what to give me. For those who never seem to know what to prepare for others, but who would like to learn, observing the successful giving of gifts to others is as good a place to start as any. In any class, family, or crowd, someone always seems to know the right gift to give at the right time. Making mental notes of these occasions, and then writing them down in a special notebook, can make the difference between a future present well-received and one politely accepted. Still, only a social incompetent would criticize or refuse a gift from another. Being gracious, even in disappointment, is a sign of good manners. Besides, a gift is an expression of thoughtfulness and a token of love. We should never question the judgment of the donor. Instead, as we say in English, it's the thought that counts. Learning to appreciate whatever little surprises life prepares for us is a sure sign of maturity and poise. When the giving of symbols of our appreciation and love to others becomes an art form to the giver, these profound words can be understood. It is more blessed to give than to receive.
好，我们刚好有点时间，当时我想起在英文的这个美金的硬币里头的 coins， 那么我们知道是一毛钱叫 one dime，
嗯，
一分钱叫 one cent， 但五分钱怎么说呢？
nickel，
那时我想起一种商店专门卖很便宜的东西，叫 Nickelodeon， 这个，那么这个商店现在在美国还多不多呢？
not too many anymore。Nickelodeons were more in my father's day than in my day. Nickel, of course, is also the name of a metal from which nickel used to be made, or rather I should say nickels used to be made. Today I think most of them are using aluminum rather than 大写的 N, 小写的 I, 泥 or what, whatever.
那就是镍的意思啊，一种金属。但是我为什么提这个？因为我们刚才谈的高级的啊，这个百货公司，Bruce 都是在那边买的。我是在 Nickelodeon 买东西，它是呢在 upscale 这个字就是非常高级，卖非常的奢侈的这种东西啊。
That's it for today's lesson. Join us next week to find out how to use the telephone a little better. Till then, bye bye.
再见。